Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
B1's rule.
Turn it up.
On the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I misread it. I thought the dogs had a seizure, but they were seized.
You ever seen that?
The dogs have a seizure?
I saw it once.
It's
kind of hard looking.
It's horrible.
You ever seen a person have one? Oh, my
yes,
Lord.
I don't know what to do.
I know.
Like,
just left.
You usually just want to hold their head.
He must be having a bad dream over there. He dozed off.
You don't want to stick anything in their mouths like your hands.
Well, I thought you had to put a spoon in there.
No.
For real.
You don't want to break
that
their
used
teeth
to be what was what they were. That's something people used to often do, but it's a lot of people say it's the vanity thing. Like, well, you're going to wreck your teeth. Well, you're also not going to swallow your tongue.
Look, when you work at a big box retailer, they got the materials sheets on the wall to tell you what happens if you got to clean up.
Yeah.
If something happens in here, I don't know what to do.
What if there's a cleanup situation?
Or somebody seizes or, you know, grabs your chest, has the big one.
Elizabeth.
Call 911. That's the first thing you do.
We have a defibrillator here. Nobody showed us how to use it. About to YouTube
I watched the video on how to do it, but never did it like hands-on.
We got CPR certified here years ago. I don't have the mask, the mouthpiece anymore. I don't remember how to do it. I can marry people.
I mean, not like marry them, but like I can preside over marriages. What is that called? I'm a minister. Evangelist, no?
Dang it, what is it? You're ordained.
Ordained.
Yeah. You're an ordainer.
That's right. I've married some people. In real life and in...
You stopped that gig?
Well, I mean, if nobody's asking for it, you kind of...
No, that's true. Nobody's getting married.
No, I walked away from the game. It turned out to be not worth my time and money, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's never enough.
No. Plus, you can't make a quote on, I'll come marry you for this amount. Oh, you live in Rock Hill. Well,
come on.
Need some trans on that.
Here, look.
I meant portation.
I'm on a budget. I can only pay you so much money.
Yeah.
You gonna pay your photographer $3,000? Could you fork over a little for me, buddy?
God bless. I just paid for one. And not my own, either. You have to pay for your kid. That's the thing, boy. You watch these gender reveal videos and you see, sometimes you have the guy, he's either just, he doesn't care one way or the other. Mom usually wants a little girl. The dad, in most situations, I had no, when I found out I was going to be a dad, I didn't say, oh, I want a son. But
I really wanted one.
I was just happy to, I was just happy to be a father, guys. Aww. But that said, I think a lot of dads who react the way they do to having the daughter is the fact that you have to pay for the wedding. It can be very pricey.
Is that why?
Nobody wants to. It's not trendy to get married in a church.
No, it's not.
We need to get married in this
barn.
This renovated barn.
Yeah, barns are popular, man. A lot of people are using them.
The one that we used was I don't know that it was an original barn. Like, I think it was built for that.
Oh, yeah, the one I went to a couple years ago was.
It's very nice. I think some would call it wonderful.
I love you getting married in the bar.
Okay, I was thinking back during the awesome music there of about why were we talking about? I'm not even going to the doctor for blood work or anything, and I remembered what it was. If you follow me on social media, you saw me post a video yesterday. I had a bloody nose, and I'm embellishing now, but blood was just pouring out of my nose.
I'm glad you survived.
A little bit of blood, and then I turn around on the video, and I'm like, you want to see who hit me? And I turn around, and there's my one-year-old grandson. And, dude, so instinctual.
He got you.
He thought, like, he was in trouble, kind of, maybe. And he starts running from the camera. I was like, yeah, I'd run, too. You know what?
a little silly.
And so I was asking, I was like, as a diabetic, I have to go 4 times a year to get blood work done, just to check it out. And I don't even have to do the urine test strips anymore. You know,
can you pick when you go?
No,
and can we do it 4 days in a row? Get it over
with. No, but when I do the blood work, I still do the urinalysis. I still do that with the little, you know, it's still so old fashioned with the little door.
Oh, yeah, and then you pee in the cup when they hold it through.
No, like I'm going to walk right out this door. You're going to be on the other side of that door, and you're going to say, "Got it." But surprise. Why can't I just walk out? Is somebody going to be offended if they see what looks like maybe some peach lemonade? And
apple juice.
Why are they passing judgment on me?
If it's discolored, you might have an infection.
I don't care if it's this color or that color, Paige. The point is that we're weird about it. So I got to open the little door and slide it in, and then they open the little door. So
it'll wipe the cup off.
I said, when they do, and it was a very just... Yes. They wipe the cup off.
Do you hold it?
You better give me a big gulp. I drank a jug of water this morning.
I don't know if you hold it or put it down. Do you put it in the floor?
No, it's not the grand prize game on the Bozo show.
They don't put it in the floor.
God. No, you just, it's basically like a hotel breakfast cup. Those little tiny, you know.
I know what happens. It's like when you put a hose and a bucket, and then the water goes above the hose, and then you take the hose out.
But it is like you can't have to go too much, because otherwise you got to stop midstream, literally. So anyway, I said, that came in from the bloody nose that my one-year-old best friend gave me. And I was like, when I go to get my blood work done, I know what they are testing. And I wanted to ask this question without looking it up, because I think that's fun. They're testing for my glucose, level.
Easy for you to say.
That's why they call it the sugars. It's easier to say. My sugars. Glucose levels, they're testing for that. But with the machine or whatever they're putting it through, is it not testing for everything? Or like if something was wrong in my blood, would that not show up because they're only looking for glucose? Or if Paige... gave me another roofie. Would that show up on the blood work?
She's known for it.
Ran out of them.
Don't take an open cup from her.
I mean, it's a good question, right? Because how much blood do they need to even see all this stuff? Is it off a little bit?
A slide.
On these, these murder documentaries, one splatter, one tiny little speck of blood, they will. Oh, yeah. It is Ezekiel. He did it.
Yeah, they can zoom in on it. They can make DNA profiles.
I know. And you know what's crazy about that? That hasn't been around. We lived, well, at least I did, and Paige, and I don't know, maybe you too. Like, DNA ain't always been, like, a thing used in crime.
No.
I mean, it's been within my lifetime. I mean, imagine the time before fingerprint.
Was it early to mid-90s when they started using DNA?
I was going to say 80s, but...
Then they hung innocent people.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Just the fact they can make, you know... A profile of something that could look like they can get one of your relative to, you know, look closer to you. It's just weird how they do it, man. They solve cases that way.
Well, so, and it's very, I'm ignorant to this because I don't know, but when you get your blood work done, or you, let's say they test blood, or you, okay, you donate blood. They're going to test it before they just give it out, right?
Well, they have to, yeah.
So what's the broad test? Like, is it showing drug use? Is it showing, oh, my God, you came in here to donate blood. We found out you have leukemia. Or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they got to look for fat and all that stuff.
Yeah,
too,
like
right?
When I've had to get an x-ray before, I'm like, I tell them every time. They're like, oh, yeah, you're right. But I know they'd never
do
it.
Have
I would like to go get a full body x-ray. Just go stand in a machine. Because, okay, maybe I have issues here, but if you did the full body one, you would also see maybe something underlying that could be problematic down the road. But you know why they won't do that?
It's too expensive.
Money. Well, it's easy. I mean, it's, well, we're not going to give you the whole kit and caboodle.
No. You got to have tests down the road. We got to have every file that we store away.
So I want to be friends with a doctor. Like, man, hey, let me come over to the office tonight and run me through the x-ray machine, the whole thing.
Well, you just want
to
make sure.
I'll swallow something fun. You can try to figure it out on the x-ray.
Nothing is,
like, yeah, you will.
Nothing is failing in your body.
That's how you're going to get in here.
But it's
or the, you have an infection.
But yeah, but it's still like it's that sad reminder is that medicine is big business, big pharma, that whole thing.
Where does the blood go to?
That's the other thing. Yeah, I was like, when I do the blood work, or they do the blood test or whatever, they're not donating. Where does that blood go?
They can't give it back to you. It's a biohazard.
It's like when I watch that show To Catch a Smuggler, they're like, we got all this meth out of this suitcase, and we're going to destroy it.
They're not selling it anywhere. It's going to biohazard trash.
They're going
to
burn it?
Like you
and
can't
get all the birds high on meth? Are they going to bury it and F up the water supply? I mean, what
you can't flush it?
You getting rid of the meth?
They told you not to flush pills or fentanyl or anything like that.
Don't. Well, that's because they recycle all the water. But, yeah, it's very strange. I would like to get some medical professionals on the phone, if they're still listening at this point, to answer some of them questions, like, especially with the blood testing. Even if you're not someone in medicine, but, you know, you have blood work done. I'm just very curious about that.
Yeah, because one minor thing, like your low vitamin D, can make you feel bad.
Yeah, but also, like, would it show up, like, I'm not wishing anything or trying to put it out into the thing, but, like, would if you had cancer and you got blood work done, would it not show up in the blood?
Was that the only way they could tell if you got it?
I don't know. Cats can smell it, I've heard.
What panels they're running. They're running different tests.
Ah, God. You see all these questions we need help with? 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And three.
Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys morning show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Thank you. Rise Guys morning show, good morning to you. Happy Wednesday. We lost one of our anonymous nurses.
Oh.
Well, she had to go save a life.
I know.
Maybe.
She's. I really
save a life, or, you know, go on her OnlyFans. I mean, that's the thing with nurses. They're at least the lady nurses are they're freaks.
Yeah,
they've admitted that.
I like the men nurses too. They're pretty fun.
Do you see a lot of those?
Yeah,
men nurses.
Yeah, I have.
I don't know.
They're great at what they do, especially if they're in the ER.
I think your horny meter's about to fly off the.
Wasn't Fokker a male nurse?
Was he?
I think so.
He was. I can't remember.
I think De Niro was like, "You're a nurse."
I appreciate them, whatever sex they are.
Fokkers?
I think there are a lot of fake ones. That is a popular OnlyFans type of gimmick.
Well, yeah, of course. Also, the stepmoms and the teachers—they're all not real either. Guys, you're delivering a pizza in a Maserati? I call him bullcrap on that.
I do know a nurse with huge jugs, but she's really a nurse.
Most of the nurses have very top-heavy tops that I've seen. But I go to Busty Memorial Hospital. All right, 1-800-77...
Hey, I have a cousin like that.
1-800-77... So does she. 1-800-774-0093... the answers to those very simple questions of when you get blood work done, like, is there some kind of tested, like, test for everything all at once? And would they allow that to be? Let me look at my thing here. We'll go to line two. Anonymous can answer some questions. Hey, Anonymous.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. You had two questions. You had one about blood work and one about disposing of drugs. Would you like... both answers?
What yes. would you prefer to do first? You want to talk about drugs or blood?
Blood.
Okay, let's do Yay. Blood first.
Hell yeah.
So blood work, you get a CBC. When you get your CBC, they'll tell you whether or not your white blood count, your red blood count, your T cells, any of that stuff is elevated. Most people that end up starting...
I thought the CVC was the three-digit code on the back of my debit card.
So once they test all of that, a lot of the times people that start off with cancer, they start to feel feverish, they crave sweets, but your initial blood work will always tell you that something is off. But after that, unfortunately, in order to test for any type of cancer, you have to go through a CAT scan, an MRI, or a PET scan once your blood work is off. So, they can test for something specific like lymphoma and things like that,
yeah.
But really they're just testing your immune system, which is basically going to be your CBC. A little bit extended.
I knew a mutual friend, a guy, he found out he had leukemia. I mentioned that earlier through just simple blood work. So if he, so if somebody goes in and donates blood and
they'll know.
They will. Okay.
Immediately.
Wow.
So I've lost 50 people in 20 years. Half of them was to cancer.
Jeez.
All different types. Oh yeah, from pancreatic to, you know, brain to liver to my mom had adenoid cystic carcinoma, trigeminal infraorbital nerve involvement. Try learning that at the age of 12.
I can't even say it.
Get a chest film.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy. And then you got to remember, certain types of cancers, the more that you attack them, you know, you do chemo, you do radiation, or you do go in surgically, some of them actually grow faster the more that they're attacked. So you also have to be sure that you talk to your doctor, because like with my mom's cancer, when it started in the 80s and they diagnosed in the 90s, they didn't know chemo and radiation was going to make it grow quicker. They think they're going to, you know, get rid of it. So there's a lot to it that really, you know, people should know.
That is, but, I mean, you blew my mind. I had no idea with that. Now, you know about that. So let's say Paige goes, hits her crack pipe and then goes and donates blood. Would that show on there, too, that she was under the influence of whatever?
So the crazy part is all medication and drugs, whether they're recreational or not, always show up in the blood work. So they'll always elevate something in your system. So even if you go to your regular GP and, you know, let's say you're a weed smoker, and you go in, you're like, no, I don't do drugs, blah, blah, blah. That will eventually show up because marijuana still affects your lungs. It's still affecting your heart. It's actually, I don't remember if it's the blood thinner, but it does affect your blood. So people that are on heparin, Coumadin, they actually, the more that they smoke, the more it can mess with their blood work and their blood thinners. So it's funny because a lot of people go in, they think they're, I'm from New York, and they, you know, we thought we were sneaky till they legalized it. But, you know, you go to the doctor and they're like, we already know.
Well, yeah, but they don't tell the cops or anything, do they? I mean, I've said I sound guilty right now, but I just like, do they say, hey, listen, we just this guy came in, and he's on, yeah, wow. Okay.
But how far back did that go?
So
90 days.
It depends on also the doctor you're seeing and what you're in for. So if you're seeing a psychiatric doctor of any kind, there is a chance that depending on what's going on in your life, that they would have to report that. But it also depends on the circumstance.
Sure,
if you're harm to yourself, somebody else, you know. But your regular doctor, their job is not to incriminate you. Their job is to find out why are you in here, why are you sick, and what is going on with your body. Yeah.
I just had no idea that it would show up, you know, even if they're not testing for it. That's very interesting.
So it can elevate. Again, it depends on the drug.
Yeah.
It can elevate.
Well, I meant more of like cancer or something like that.
Oh, yeah. My mom had an immune system disorder, and the hard thing with people that have cancer is a lot of people have an immune system disorder that go with it, you know, where they can.
Yeah.
So when you're testing, your immune system is always off the charts, so they don't always realize that it's a cancer situation. And, you know, it can come across as something else for a very long time. And you have to remember, a lot of cancers can slow grow between 1 to 10 years before they fully form to even show up on a scan. You know, it just depends on the cancer. Unfortunately, with your friend's leukemia, I know a few people with leukemia that had passed. It's, you know, a 6 month to up to 2 year course. You know, there's nothing that we have to treat that. It's hard. Same thing with pancreatic. I had a friend of mine that was stage four, you know, inoperable. She lived for 3 years. So.
You sound like you know a lot, dude.
I was going to say, I want to say, like, you have a good speaking voice, but you're going to say it's because I'm from New York.
I actually can't hear accents, so but that's funny. No, I just I've just been through it a lot. You know, well, when you go with this many people that have died from something and heart attack, stroke, and you know, you learn to, you know, it's life, right? We all have something. We all have our own journey.
Yeah, well, and
the medication thing though.
Burning drugs. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what they do. So I work in the dental field. Any type of medications, drugs, things like that. There's actually. What they do is they Well, we had collections in New York, but what they do is they collect all these extra drugs and they put them in these containers, and they actually have chemicals in different compositions where they can pour it in and neutralize the effects of all these drugs. So it's not that they're burning it or burying it. They're actually neutralizing what the effects of the drugs are and then disposing of them, because that's the same thing that we have to do in our field. It's the same thing they have to do in the pharmacy field.
Even like the FTA, when they find a pair of tennis shoes that have meth, you know, in the sole of it, like they say, I watched To Catch a Smuggler in New Zealand, and they find this, all this meth stuff, and they're like, but don't worry, they disposed and destroyed the meth. And I'm like, what?
That's why. Yeah. Yeah, right. Can you imagine? Oh, I got to dispose of these sneakers now with this special chemical. I know.
Oh, it looks fun when they put on the suits and go in there with a drill and start drilling on a pair of Nikes and all that white powder just falls right out.
Oh, my gosh.
So wild.
Right out. Yeah, yeah, man.
Well, anytime we have drug questions or blood, we'd like you to call in. Anonymous.
Man, I would love to.
All right.
I'm telling you, man.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks, guys.
You could also tell she was from up north because she was faster than me in the conversation.
Yeah, I like the fact that she had answers.
She knew it.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
I love that.
God, man, she seems like, I mean, no offense, but she knows too much to be working for a dentist.
Good God.
Like, you should be a nurse.
Those people are well needed in the community.
You have a toothache.
But teeth.
Beat up on Fat Boy right now.
She knows more about the I mean, look.
Well, that's because of the loss of life she suffered around her in the other part.
She's talking about panels and CBCs and, you know, films and this, that, and the other.
Well, you have to study that in school.
Like, to be a dental assistant?
Probably.
No, you don't.
Boy, they're going to pull yours out with
that boy.
A pair of pliers if you don't even need it, the way you're talking.
I'm saying she's overqualified to work for a dentist. Be a nurse.
She is.
She's a nurse. She's a dental nurse, like a DA.
You're not a nurse if you work for a dentist. You're like an assistant. Like, you're a nurse in a hospital.
What do you think a nurse does?
Not teeth.
They have sex after
hours
a lot.
They're not drawing the blood.
Dr. Goodbody in the locker room. They have locker rooms at the hospitals.
Yeah.
Alex wants to talk about burning drugs, too. But not in a fun way. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how's it going, boss?
Good, how are you?
Oh, listen, so I work for a welding company, a family-owned welding company, and we go all over. And there's another welding company that builds, like, duct work for, like, AC and HVAC units.
Uh-huh.
And there is a building behind them in Anderson, and I was out there, and they come up there to me. I was doing a job there, and they come up there to me, and they needed some pipe work done. And this was...
Wait a minute. You were out there doing a job, and they needed some pipe work done. Let's get more descriptive with this, shall
we? We had the music.
All right, so we're out there welding on this other building, like some handrails around this building at this AC company, because they don't do nothing but AC stuff.
Okay.
And they call us out there to weld some handrails, and we're out there, and these... It looks like cops. They got badges, but they're in plain clothes, like undercover cops is what they look like. And 2 weeks later, we was out there, and they had a pipe bust in this building behind this other place. Ooh. And it was barbed wire, razor wire at the top of it, and it looked like a big old silo. And literally, when I was there, they backed up a truck, F-150 pickup truck, backed it up and threw, I couldn't tell you how much pot in there, and burned it.
By God, we should have went and robbed it.
Lord.
Where is this?
And how close in
proximity? It's in Anderson. It's in Anderson. What they do is they got these big old filters on the top of it with fans, and they blow it out. It cleans it out.
That's like a big fee-fee.
We'll cut through the barbed wire. I don't care.
I'll go through Bob and Barb. I don't give a damn. I just want to sit there and lay down on my back and just sit there and breathe real heavy. Do yoga and stuff.
Rent a tank.
Oh, you can smell it for a mile, dude. I don't know how they got away with it, but they say, oh, it's filtered. But yeah. I mean, you can smell it, man. You can smell it.
I would have went back later that night and had a sleepover. Wow. Alex, very informative. You're from New York as well, right?
Sounds like it.
No, I'm from Greenville. Born and raised.
Thank
well,
you.
Listen, you find out about this ahead of time next time. Let us know. We'll do a live broadcast from that field.
Yeah, I know that's right.
I know that's right.
Yeah, I'm a good friend.
Thank you, Alex.
Watch out for that barbed wire, buddy.
It's a test fest event.
It'll get you. Oh, man, oh, man.
God dang it. That's fun.
Somebody said that, well, she was anonymous. She didn't say her name. I said I was going to forget it. That girl should have a call. Well, you can't do a call-in podcast, but I know what they're talking about. Like, she should do, like, medical advice.
Yeah, she's great.
But
she
then Fatboy said, well, she's only a dental nurse.
I mean, she's selling herself short working for a dentist.
Well, do you consider a plastic surgeon to be a doctor?
Not really.
Can I tell you a little
they
secret?
They put you under.
People specialize. Is either teeth or bone or whatever, you know. They specialize in a field.
I don't even have a vagina, but I support the doctors out there. You know why? Because they get them in shape, get them good, get them ready. They take care of them, and I'm a fan of them.
Well, I mean, I support your right to have one if you want one.
And yours to party. Or we need to take a break. We come
back. I'm falling down. Yeah. Did you notice? You can't see me.
What, your chair's sliding?
Yes.
What I don't is going
into the
on?
Floor.
You're very it's almost that thing where you're like talking. You're talking, you know that thing where people will do it where they'll walk and they're like slowly like they're walking down steps. Fatboy through this entire segment has like you're now like Wilson on damn Home Improvement.
Like
I just see you from the top. I usually see you from belly button up.
Just see nose and eyes and ears.
Yeah. You can't see nothing now.
They say you get shoulder shoot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Can I say that, Jimmy?
Nine.
Let's stand by it.
Paige.
Get naked.
And Fat Boy.
Swore you wouldn't tell anybody.
The Rise Guys.
I didn't see that.
Well, it is. It's very. Oh, we're on. Good morning, everybody. How's it going?
You're on the radio.
I forget. I mean, I really do.
You get the squeaky chair again because evidently I.
None. I have the. And not by any kind. I have the best chair in the room now.
Yeah, you do.
I really do. Like, it's got, like, I'm bouncing right now. Look, you don't hear anything.
They hear nothing.
Even, like, my boobs are.
You can't hear them smacking.
That's
I like
great.
That sound, too.
It's superior.
I have to go in the office and get a chair.
Man, okay. So, Paige said, hey, I'll do it a dramatic reenactment. I had this great story about Marvel Universe. I was like, awesome, because I also saw something comic book related that I can't wait to reveal to Fat Boy, and I'd like to do it right now. Can you give me some superhero music?
Yeah.
Some superhero music.
Let's see what we got here.
Hero, how are you doing? Okay.
Is it, will I ask Batman, will that work?
That works, because this is wild.
Okay.
Chair.
Guess I already know what I want to open the text again, and I want to read what the guesses are, because I can already guess what people are going to say. Guess who is getting their own comic book? Not in the Marvel universe or even DC.
Okay, I got to guess who I hope it is.
Who do you hope? Do you hope it is?
His name is Jesus Christ.
It is not, and. He is coming back soon, morning, night, or noon.
I don't know what to guess.
It's a living person.
Okay, I think I know who it is.
I know one of them, but I'm not going
to guess. Tiger King already has one, so don't say Tiger King. He already has one in digital and real regular old-fashioned papers.
I'm pretty sure I know it.
Is it music?
I think it's Trump, because I've seen the renderings.
You saw his NFT digital collectible cards.
And surely they're going to turn into a comic.
Dude, sign me up for the Nikki Haley ones.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to go up in value.
If they got some bikini ones, they're going to come out and draw. That'd be cool.
I can't believe that our former governor is going to run for president. I am like.
That's the word.
I'm astonished.
Wait till your current governor runs for president. I ain't see you like that then.
Oh, God.
In a couple of weeks, we'll find out.
Paige, the answer to the question. Would you ask a question or give me an answer? You said, are they from the world of music?
Yeah.
Yes.
Then I know who it is.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Then don't say, let's trouble Fat Boy even longer then.
Music.
Don't look at the text, because someone has gotten it right.
Okay.
It's probably Paige texting in.
I think I know it. I'm pretty sure I know
it. I want to win.
I like the answer.
I made an album music.
I think it's going to be Taylor Swift.
Man, you know what? That would be a no-brainer. That'd sell all day. But it's not.
It's not Taylor Swift.
Not Tay-Tay.
She's huge.
It is someone who has been a former guest of the show. It is someone who bought very expensive concert tickets to go see and ended up not being able to go and sold them.
Oh, I know who it is now.
She's a country girl, but by God, when she needs to get fancy, she can get fancy. Folks, coming to newsstands. What is that, by the way? What is a newsstand? What is a newsstand? That's old-fashioned as hell.
She used to be there in front of, you know.
Coming to newsstands.
They don't have them anymore.
Outside on the streets or
yeah.
the store.
Yeah, paper, newspaper, peanuts. Coming to comic books, the Reba McEntire comic book. Reba. Not even, and it's going to be cover, and this is where I will lean on well, both of you and even people listening. It's a bio comic, which I know that means like it's about her life.
Yeah.
But then they say with twists and turns. So
does that doesn't mean you can throw it on the road if it sucks. the bio comic.
I'm just relieved.
You can recycle this mother.
I'm relieved it's not about fancy, because that would be kind
of. So that's what I was wondering. Like, obviously, that's part of, you know, it's a song, but what if, like.
Very dark.
You know, fancy's like, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to.
Super hooker.
Yeah.
Like, is it going to be some kind of, you know, are some liberties going to be taken with certain body features in a drawing? She's,
well, I mean.
Is she getting railed in this comic? You can see Reba naked.
I mean, she, I, you know what?
Reba probably looks good at her.
This is, I'm going to get on Google for the first time today, and I want to see if there's, got to be, I'm sure of it, there's got to be art. And I want to see, because, you know, they could do a thing where she's like being very sinister, and she gets that smile, and it turns into like a Cheshire Cat kind of thing. Where she's just
And they can call the first one, hey, y'all.
Oh, man.
Her own clothing line. Now she's got a comic
book. Oh, my gosh.
See, now I got to look it up because I can't see your computer.
I can't even. It's like almost anime-ish, man. It's like, oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm sitting here like.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
Weird.
I don't like that.
I'm not doing a reenactment right now. I really just Googled that for the first time.
That kind of.
Holy moly, that's wild. It's almost like Rainbow Bright looking.
Well, it's like an Archie style type of comic.
Yeah. So, She said that they have been after her for 3 decades.
That really? That
why? I find that hard. I don't believe. I believe her to be a woman of virtue, but since the 90s, they've been after Reba to do a comic.
I wouldn't think so, man. Because that's really when she was blowing up. 90s.
Yeah.
Early.
There's a hardcover 1 of 1 that will be out there available too.
But no, okay. Wouldn't she get that though as a gift?
She probably just wanted a paycheck with their autograph on it. She don't care about that.
They can't be right, right? At least
somebody texts in. They have a Dolly Parton comic book already. I believe. I mean, there's been like celebrity comic books and stuff. This is like, I mean, Reba's like, you know, I don't really find her. I mean, she's pretty.
Yeah.
But like when you say, oh man, I really like her, people, it's always like, oh man, you just want to bang her or whatever. Like what I said with Dolly Parton, like I could not. Dolly Parton is like, I'm not like being, you know, this isn't canned. Like, well, first, she's very old, but also that has nothing to do with it. I just look at her as like, I could not. I look at her as family.
Yes.
I mean, okay, in a weird way.
She's like a sweet aunt.
Like, if I didn't know about the Lord, I might would worship her in a weird way. It's very odd.
I feel like her comic is the same people, same style.
What do you mean? Is Archie?
Well, is the Reba comic.
Oh, it's probably some person who just, they probably did the Clint Black comic.
What?
Wait, I don't know that. Oh, it's Clint Black comic book. It's hard to say.
Now, there'd be a little G comic book, right? Oh, he'd be
Jesus
a superhero.
Christ, man. He'll sell his life story to Disney.
He and Miss Trish would walk around saving the world.
Playing the role of Garth Brooks, Harry Styles III as Little G.
Oh.
Also, Reba will be appearing, and it doesn't say which Comic-Con, but I can guarantee it's not the ours here.
No.
You know, that's a crazy thing, too. I'm not going to say which town, because it would sting some people. But every town doesn't need a fashion week. Especially one here recently that I heard. I'm like,
I don't know how that works.
The idea is that Paige, you explain it. I almost sound like if I sit here and explain it. I know it all is the word I was thinking. It's basically now it's like farmers markets, except they're like bringing in the local boutiques and stuff. They come out and they bring their models, and it's not all the runway crap from Paris. But then what happens is, just like farmers markets now aren't real farmers.
No.
And this is at least what I've been told, is that everybody's fashion week's the same.
It just seems
because it all just looks I don't know. This town that I want to say so much right now is having a fashion week, and I was just shocked because, like, I don't know, but that they have but like 2 sets of red lights.
Yeah, not everybody needs. I mean, look, it just seems expensive, the whole concept. Like, could I even get this in my town? That's what I'm thinking. I got to go somewhere else to get it.
God, we didn't even mention the fact that there was almost, and I blank you not, Paige, you know too, there was almost a Rise Guys cartoon
Yeah.
That we got approached by a company, swear to God, in New York.
Were we chipmunks or something like that?
No, it was just regular us. But they were going to take Facebook fussing and animate it.
Oh,
and it would be us, but then playing the role of the characters animated style. And they sent one little thing to Mark Hendricks, and he shared it with us. And it looked good. They gave Nine a mohawk for some reason in it. But nothing ever came of it.
Mark killed it. That's why.
Yeah. Well, I'm not getting anything off of it. Trash.
If I'm not on the cover, I ain't doing it.
But a Hendrix comic. Yeah.
Mark out to Mark is what we'll call it. Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a break here. Guys, you just spent 15 minutes. No, we didn't spend 15 minutes talking about Reba McEntire comic, but we talked about other people's comic books, and it was 14 minutes, dickhead. Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.